Brace yourself for an unexpected reunion, because this week's Discovery catches up with fiery exes. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. Love stories tend to be very different at different stages in life, from the swept-away romance of the teen years to the sometimes more cautious, more balanced romance of adulthood. But in Twice in a Blue Moon, Christina Loren takes on two very different phases of romance with ease. The story begins on a trip to London, where Tate Jones is celebrating her 18th birthday with her grandmother, the long-lost and long-hidden daughter of one of Hollywood's biggest stars. Tate doesn't get out much, and she never opens up. But then she meets tall, handsome Sam Brandis, and the two begin a whirlwind romance, which ends abruptly when Sam betrays her. 14 years later, Tate is a popular actress, and when she arrives on the set of her biggest, highest-profile film, she immediately runs into the man she never expected to see again. More than just a wild romance about heartbreak and love, Twice in a Blue Moon covers 14 years and two very different stories, yet the stories come together almost seamlessly. The first is a passionate story of young love. Everything here is heart-pounding uncertainty and anticipation, and when it all falls apart, readers will feel Tate's heartbreak and betrayal, and the disappointment that it has to end. The second part of the story, meanwhile, is completely different. Now that Tate's a grown woman, the story is more subdued, layered with insecurities and uncertainties, and these different emotions give the second half of the story its own tone. Meanwhile, there's more to the story than just the romance. Especially in the second half, the setting of a film shoot in the middle of nowhere makes it even more fascinating, especially if you love movies. And the supporting characters and their relationships help to make it the kind of romance that you won't want to end. But is Zora showing up to the set with this heartbroken star? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. With its perfectly changing tones, its fascinating settings, its likable characters, and its fiery love story, Twice in a Blue Moon is another wildly entertaining romance by a talented writing duo. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Twice in a Blue Moon by Christina Loren is 239 skillfully shifting pages long and is available from Gallery Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.